want to congratulate everyone in our administration. Ambassador Carla Hills, who worked her heart out on this. And I believe this is a very important step for our country. I think it's a very important step for our neighbors to the south, and hopefully for Europe as well. So I couldn't be more pleased. The vote was, frankly, larger than I anticipated, though I think I told you all yesterday I thought we would win, but it's a great day. It really is, and it's going to be good for the working man in this country and good for the environment, not the other way around. So I congratulate the leaders of Congress. I want to single out Congressman Dan Rostenkowski on the House side for his leadership. And I just couldn't be happier. It's a wonderful end-of-week present, you might say, for the American people.
How pivotal do you think Mr. Gephardt's decision was in that margin?
Very pivotal, because Dick Gephardt, who wrestled with this for reasons I understood, came down, in my view, on the right side of it. And it wasn't an easy call for him. But in my view, made the right decision, and I'm confident that his decision brought along a lot of other votes, because he's a position of leader there, and that's important. Speaker played it fair all the way. So I have nothing but praise for Congress on this one, and I'm just delighted it worked out.
Mr. President, is it true that you felt a little bit mentally slowed during your illness?
Now, Rita, can I return the question around and say this? Have I seemed a little mentally slow? Here, I'll tell you how it is.
Did you feel nervous?
Have you ever gotten tired? Has anybody here ever been tired? And if you have, when you're tired, it's better to take it easier, take a little time before you come up to try to answer a lot of tough questions. And so, yeah, I've been tired, and the medicine is known to do that to people. But now I'm back, 100%, snap back, and feel sharp as a tack and ready to field the most tough questions and do it rapidly. I'm not making this up. I feel much each day. Weight's still down, but I think the American people have been subjected to perhaps an overdose of analysis on this, but people are interested, and I'm flattered by the interest, but I really am feeling good. I don't know what I have to do to prove it. We could jog a couple today, but I'm not quite ready for that. I hope to exercise this weekend. Yeah, I don't know about running, but I'm gonna exercise.
How active are you going to be this weekend, sir?
So we know what's
happening. No, I'll be about the same. I want to do some fishing and play a little golf, but on running, and we'll work phase back into this.
You going to Yale?
I'm going to phase back into this up there at the...
Mr. President,
how do you feel about the tax plan from the Democrats?
Well, I haven't studied it yet. My first question would be, how do we pay for all these wonderful things? And do we worry about the deficit? I do. And do we stay within the budget limits, which I'm determined they will stay within? But other than that, I'm not going to criticize it before I've studied it. That's just an opening round.
This morning about Mr. Gorbachev at the economic summit, you keep asking the question, will it contribute to reform?
I was just on the phone to Prime Minister John Major this morning, and Marlon may have told you, and we discussed this. And I'll be talking to the other European leaders, and I think we're all agreed that if it will help, fine. But we'll have to wait and see. I don't know exactly how you measure it. I don't know what his plan is. Well, see, we got Primakov coming over here with a plan. Let's see what it is. If it makes sense, we'll encourage it. If we have some reservations about it, we owe Mr. Gorbachev, who is a friend, that, hey, look, this has some difficulties. So I don't want to prejudge it before we've even heard from the guy.
Mr. President, are you disappointed from the reaction from Shamir?
The very Planned Parenthood centers that you have always supported?
I support, I haven't seen a vote today, but I support population efforts. I'm not obviously not for abortion. Was that related to the defense?
Souter was the deciding vote.
Oh, I didn't see the vote. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the defense bill
yesterday.
Will you
veto the defense author, the defense
bill?
Well,
I think this will come out of it. I hope it'll come out so we don't need to veto. I've done it before, and I would again. I haven't changed my position.
Are you disappointed from the reaction that you're getting from Prime Minister Shamir to Secretary of State Baker's comments on the settlements?
I asked Marlon to bring me some comments on this because I haven't seen those. I've had a big day today, busy day. But look, Secretary Baker was speaking for this administration, and I strongly support what he said, and I strongly support what he's trying to do. There's no light between anyone in the administration, and our policy, as I said earlier, is well known, and it would make a big contribution to peace if these settlements would stop. And that's what the secretary was trying to say, and I thought he said it very well, and I am 100% for him. I noticed some interpretive story today that suggested that I was lightening up. I'm backing the man. He's knocking himself out, going the extra mile for peace. And one way to go get there is to have this, have the settlement policy under control. We don't want it expanding like this.
Do you think the Israelis are not?
Nothing new in this. This is new. This is the age-old policy.
Do you think the Israelis are
connection between the peace process and the settlements?
Well, I'm stating the policy of the United States of America, and so was the secretary. And I think most people in this country understand it and have understood it. And nothing's different. But we would like to see those settlements stop. And I'm glad I had the chance to a little period and emphasis, exclamation point on that.
Will you be calling Shamir, sir, to discuss this?
I'm in touch with him. I don't even know, quite a little at a loss.
You said the Arabs had to give more and that Israel...
Well, everybody has to give. That's what I tried to say today. The goal is to get people talking who've been shouting at each other and arming against each other. And we've got an opportunity now because we do have new credibility, newfound, better credibility in the Middle East. All countries over there, in my view. And so what Baker's trying to do, and I back him 100%, is to use that to get exactly this done, to have others compromise. Everybody has to give and listen and talk, come to the table, and then we'll see what happens.
Are you finding that more intransigent than you expected?
I don't know than I expected. Nobody said this would be a cakewalk. But we've got a ways to go before I can tell the American people we're there. They're all coming to the table, all those that we've invited. But the secretary is working it hard. We're doing a lot behind the
Is there anything you can do to persuade the Israelis to your point of view beyond simply talking
with them? I'm going to keep trying because I think Prime Minister Shamir knows my view on this. I know he knows there's nothing different between present policy and past policy in terms of settlements. But if you mean in the whole scheme of things,
like loan guarantees.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I'm talking about how you get the peace process started. And yes, I'll be talking to anybody that's willing to talk about it. And so will the secretary. Thank you.
Are you talking about a meeting
with Gorbachev outside Moscow or London?
Not right now.
What about women in combat?
Did you talk to Major about inviting Gorbachev to London?
What about it?
Did you talk to Major about whether he should invite Gorbachev to the summit in London?
He's in favor of that?
Yeah, well, we did discuss that, but his position is the same as mine. Regarding Gorbachev, Prime Minister and I are in exact sync on this. We both want to look at it and consider it, not leave the door closed nor open, but see what the proposals are, and if it'll help, fine. I mean, Gorbachev, I am still convinced, is working the reform path, working the perestroika path. And we're not going to pull the rug out from under him. On the other hand, we have limitations in what we can do. And when we do something, we want it to be meaningful. We don't want to just have it some gesture that doesn't help the struggling Soviet economy. So we're in a critical time here in terms of meetings, in terms of G7 or summit. And I'm anxious to hear from Mr. Primakov, who is Gorbachev's special emissary, just as he was anxious to hear from our agricultural specialist that went over there, come up with some good ideas. And this is the way you do it. You talk to each other and you keep going. And it's true for U.S.-Soviet, it's true for G7, and it's true for the Middle East. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
President Bush wrapping up his impromptu comments in the driveway of the White House. He says he's feeling fine. He's been on the phone talking about Gorbachev, and he wants the Israelis to stop settlement from the occupied territories.